This is Paige Hattie with CBM Connect, and we are here today with Martin Robinson of Iris. For over 30 years, Martin has been a pioneer in the field of condition-based maintenance technology. Martin spent 18 years in the British Army specializing in field maintenance of combat fleet vehicles. Martin continues to be an innovator and pioneers the technological benefits of infrared thermography internationally. He has met with, consulted, or advised international maintenance and reliability leaders on electrical preventative maintenance and electrical safety standards of NFPA and OSHA. A recognized authority in the field of infrared thermography, Martin has designed CBM programs to include infrared, non-destructive testing, and implementation of green energy initiatives and energy management strategies. Today, we are going to speak with Martin about safe and efficient electrical inspection programs. Hi, Martin. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great, thanks. So we're going to dive right in. So tell me a little bit about some of the reasons why you started Iris.
Well, I used to, I was in the military for a long time, got out of the military and started a condition monitoring company, primarily doing thermal imaging. And that was way back, 30 years ago. But the infrared and that sort of thing was quite new back then. You know, it was something that people were aware of but hadn't been used. So that we started that condition monitoring business, and that sort of grew. And then we started seeing issues around safe access for electrical inspections. And there were windows being used back then, primarily crystal windows, etc. So then I started developing a range of polymer infrared windows. And then to enable us to do our service work better. And then all of a sudden, my infrared window sideline became a much bigger business than my service business. And that evolved to where we are now, where you know we have a very large range of what we now call electrical maintenance safety devices, EMSDs, which windows is part of. We've got sensors, etc., incorporated in those. So it really grew from the issues that I was having as a service company, even back 20 plus years ago with electrical safety.
Wow, that's awesome that you have, I mean, so much experience that you can bring to the table with Iris.
Too much, I think. I don't like to admit it. I've done a lot for a 21-year-old.
There you go, exactly. 21 again. So can you explain to us next, Martin, a little bit about what CAST means?
So CAST stands for Critical Asset Surveillance Technologies, and it was something I brought up in Iris where we were doing traditional condition-based maintenance techniques in a reliability centered maintenance framework. So that we were using infrared, then start to use ultrasound and partial discharge, and then said that our clients also then had their mechanical systems, such as alignment, vibration analysis, oil analysis, fluid analysis. So all of these technologies are utilized in a traditional condition monitoring program. So CAST, which is Critical Asset Surveillance Technologies, takes all of those but puts it into a slightly different framework where we look at the skills levels that are required to utilize to do different tasks. And one thing that really dawned on me is that, you know, the data collection piece, which is, you know, the most critical piece, is also the easiest piece if you build the system correctly. So CAST utilizes our electrical maintenance safety devices where we can just open a window and take a reading, do a visual inspection, plug into a sensor, and just write down the numbers. So you know, we have a base training level. So we look at data collection, then we look at diagnosis, repair. The next level is commissioning. And the final level, which is, might be what you call a level three or program manager, is exactly that. They manage the whole CAST program. So, you know, we've by bringing in the data collection piece at a much lower level, a much lower skills level, such as an apprentice or entry level engineer, being taught how to take the measurements correctly, CAST has really started to make sense to our client base because, you know, they're looking at moving away from the calendar base to condition base, et cetera, and how do they build that framework? So CAST is that framework.
Got it. So then why should a company move from a calendar-based maintenance program to a condition-based program?
Because it just makes sense. If you look at calendar-based, you know, not to go into too much, when you break down and look at how things fail and those that are in the reliability world use. We've got PF curves and failure curves, etc. Age-related failures are a small portion of the failure modes that we see in the field, and calendar-based maintenance is designed to find age-related failures. So you have a system that is designed to find the least amount of failures, which really, from a maintenance engineer standpoint, doesn't make sense. So having a condition-based maintenance program, you're monitoring the equipment routinely, and then you're going to react to alarms. So with CAST, we're looking at a surveillance repair model. So by routine data collection, we will only do repairs as and when faults arise. So calendar-based maintenance is responsible for a lot of breakages. You know, you can only tighten a bolt so much, you can only move a cable so much, you can only move, you know, the more you interfere within the operating positions of equipment, the higher the likelihood that you can damage something. Yeah, so again, and that's a known phenomenon, maintenance-induced failures. Condition-based maintenance doesn't do that. You know, we're monitoring the equipment under its full load conditions or operating conditions, and taking readings and reacting to alarms outside of accepted running criteria. So there are huge savings for that, huge savings. But it's very difficult to shift the mindset of a client who's been trained in calendar-based maintenance, and the guy that trained him did calendar-based maintenance, and the guy that trained him did calendar-based maintenance. So you're looking at a maintenance scenario that's been going on, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. So trying to change that mindset is incredibly difficult. But the numbers speak for themselves. So if you look at your car, for instance, your car that you drive every day, years ago when I first started driving, I don't want to talk about when that was, but we did calendar-based maintenance. Every 6 months or 6,000 miles, it was a time-based thing that you went in for an oil change, filter change, etc. Now your vehicle that you drive every day will tell you when it needs a service because it's monitoring its own condition. And the automotive industry did that for one reason, because it's less money. It was a big selling point, you know, that we could extend the service intervals on a vehicle because it monitors its own condition. So if you can look at it from that standpoint, it makes perfect sense.
So then what products from IRIS support a condition-based maintenance program?
Well, the core products are in our EMSDs, our electrical maintenance safety devices, which is, you know, if you look at an electrical, people say infrared windows, but it's not just an infrared window. You know, look at it as a maintenance inspection window, and that window enables you to do infrared, a visual and ultraviolet scanning if you want through the visual capabilities of the window. Then we embed sensors such as ultrasound or partial discharge or temperature, humidity, etc. These are all built into these maintenance inspection systems. So by having these safe data collection points, yeah, we really take care of the client. So basically, that's, you know, what I said earlier with the CAST program, the base level inspection being data collection only. Then we provide these data collection points with very specific methods of collecting that data, which the user has been trained to do. So that makes sure the data is collected, and the equipment and the operation is safe, and the person is safe, most importantly. So that's really where our products support that condition-based maintenance. And then, you know, if and when they find the problem looking through these maintenance inspection points, then we call in the next level guy. Maybe you think of him as a level one ultrasound or infrared guy with more time on the tools and experienced guy who can come and look at the data, physically check the item, which is running under its full load or normal operating condition, and work out what the problem is. So that's really where we come in. It's all about that access and controlling the data collection. It's what the Japanese call a Pokioka device, which translated roughly to English means mistake proofing. You know, if I need you to do one thing in a certain way, then I produce a device that makes sure that you do it in that way. And that's what a maintenance inspection window is all about.
Now, what are some of the cost savings associated with moving from a calendar-based to condition-based maintenance program?
When you look at calendar-based maintenance, it's intrusive. So there are shutdowns involved. There are, you know, it's, you have to arrange to get people in. It's not an easy thing to do, to shut down a plant to do an electrical maintenance inspection. And typically, you know, this could be annually, depending on, I mean, I've got some operations, they shut down every year because of the risk of failure. Most operations shut between 3 or 5 years. That is a very costly thing to do. By utilizing condition monitoring, we don't do these shutdowns. Yeah, and again, very difficult to get this across to some people, and it's an area of contention for others that they're like, no, we will shut down and we will do this and we will do that. You know, what I'm sort of talking about here is a practice that's being more and more accepted, but not openly accepted by everybody. It's like anything that you bring in, there's always going to be the laggards and the, you know, the innovators that are involved in any sort of management system. But you know, where we are on this is the savings that we make by not having these shutdowns, these intrusive maintenance, and the breakages and the maintenance induced failure that occurs from that are significant. However, there is an upfront cost to utilizing an EMS DCAS program, because obviously you have to put in the maintenance inspection points. But again, that's, you know, it's an upfront capex, but that should be looked at as a, over the life cycle, what we call total cost of ownership of an asset. You know, and you split it down across the whole of the life cycle, and we start to really impact the, you know, the maintenance and operations, spares. These are areas where doing condition monitoring, we don't need to keep spares on the shelf, and I'm talking normal operating spares, not spares that might have a very high, may not be available readily and you might have to wait 18 months for. You're going to keep something like that because of risk, but your day-to-day spares, your running spares, etc., that you can get easily, you're going to only order those on the condition monitoring. So we can have a real significant impact on that total cost of ownership by having a much more effective maintenance and operations system going within the plant.
And then how do you see IoT being adopted in a condition-based maintenance program?
Oh, I mean, anybody that's seriously involved in maintenance, electrical or mechanical, is definitely going down the IoT or the IIoT. I mean, they call it the industrial Internet of Things on our side of life. But, you know, the clients have their own networks in place. They spent a gazillion dollars over many years building their infrastructure, their IT infrastructure. And it makes perfect sense now to use for the industrial market space to start utilizing that readily available information source. So I can basically, like for instance at Iris, we have our wireless temperature monitoring systems that sit on the client's network, and they access the temperature, humidity data, etc., from the panels, from their electrical distribution equipment, directly into their CMMS via wireless IoT based solutions. We also have a system like eCentury Connect, which is our data management system, where, you know, that controls the route selection, the inspections, the data that comes back from those inspections locally at the inspection point. So they go, they scan a tag and do the inspection, save the data and move on. So now I can get critical data back routinely from the equipment and monitor. Again, we're working on data. You know, it's a... With Deming said, one of my favorite things he said was, without data, you're just a person with an opinion. Yeah. So that data that we get back from this equipment, utilizing IoT-based solutions, is a significant part of the, you know, the ongoing advancement of condition monitoring.
Awesome. So then, Martin, do you want to tell us, before we end our time here today, we have you on the agenda for MBAC USA, which we're super excited about, and you're going to be presenting, I believe your session is Critical Asset Surveillance Models Using Electrical Maintenance Safety Devices. Did you want to tell our listeners just briefly what to expect or why they should come and attend your session?
No, absolutely. I hate death by PowerPoint, so I actually like a much more interactive discussion with people in the audience. And we're going to discuss basically the things I've just gone over. We're going to look at, you know, how things fail. So, you know, from a criticality standpoint, you can look at, you know, failure modes effects analysis, failure modes themselves, and likelihood of failure, et cetera, PF curves. So we'll go over a bit of the condition-based monitoring. Then we'll look at how you build a inspection system to help you find, you know, look at those problems. So although I'm an electrical guy, I'm a diesel fitter at heart. That's my trade. I'm not an electrician. I just do condition monitoring of electrical systems. But, you know, we look at even the mechanical systems and how do we build devices to enable us to get what we want safely and effectively and routinely. And then what do we do with that data? You know, and then how do we train our people to manage those systems? So again, so it's basically what we've just been speaking about the last 10 minutes. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on that. But I like I said, death by PowerPoint, there's loads of slides, but I like more of an interaction with the audience to discuss what they're seeing, what problems they've got. So if you want to come in and have a lively chat, then I would suggest you attend that session.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Martin, for your time today. We really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you in a few months at the IMVAC conference. And we'll definitely be sitting down again, maybe while we're at the conference, to catch up and see what else is new.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Thanks, Martin. You have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
If you're interested in learning more about electrical maintenance and safety devices, be sure to attend IMVAC USA in sunny Orlando, Florida, November 12th through the 15th to see Martin's presentation live and other hands-on presentations and as a part of the condition monitoring stream. Visit IMVACconference.com for more information.